DW Deutsche Welle News.
This is Charlotte Chelsenpil in Bonn. The European Commission has agreed to allow a number of EU states more time to introduce tough austerity cuts. The Commission said six countries, including France and Spain, would be given more time to reduce budget deficits. They'll now have at least a year longer to comply with an EU demand for nations to reduce budget deficits to 3% of GDP. But the extra time came with conditions. European Commission President José Manuel Barroso said the time must be used to lift competitiveness in the Eurozone. Addressing Germany, Europe's strongest economy, Barroso said wage increases and more flexibility in the job market were essential. The measures came amid growing fears over mass unemployment in Europe. The United States Human Rights Council has agreed on a draft resolution condemning the intervention of foreign fighters in Syria. The resolution rejects the Syrian regime's deployment of foreign troops in its recent assault on the rebel-held town of Gezer. Ahead of the vote, UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Navi Pillay, urged all nations to stop assisting both sides of the civil war.
The solution must be political. It will not be military. Outside forces, including some states, are reported to be actively fueling the conflict by providing weapons and ammunition to one side or the other. This emboldens the belligerents.
Pillay's comments came after the European Union agreed to overturn an arms embargo on Syria. France and Britain are both reportedly mulling the prospect of arming the rebels. Russia, meanwhile, has said it would deliver an advanced air defence system to the Damascus government. Gulf states, including Qatar, are believed to be sending arms to the Syrian rebels, while Iran is allegedly aiding President Bashar al-Assad. According to UN estimates, the 26-month Syrian conflict has claimed the lives of more than 80,000 people. The West German town of Solingen has held a memorial ceremony to mark the 20th anniversary of a racially motivated arson attack, which killed five Turkish girls and women. The service was attended by Germany's Integration Minister Maria Boehmer, as well as Turkey's Deputy Prime Minister Bekir Bozdak. Also in attendance was Mevlüde Genk, who lost two daughters, two grandchildren and a niece in the house fire. Speaking before the assembly, she called for solidarity between ethnic Germans and migrant communities.
People should live together in peace, no matter what their origins. These are the values by which we should raise our children.
2 years after the attack, four right-wing youths were convicted of setting fire to the house where the Turkish family lived. They've since all been released. You're listening to Deutsche Welle News. A UN court has found six Bosnian Croats guilty of war crimes during the 1990s Balkan War. They're convicted over the persecution, expulsion and murder of Bosnian Muslims and other non-Croats between 1991 and 1994. Judges at the International Criminal Tribunal for the former Yugoslavia sentenced former Bosnian Croat leader Jadranko Prilic to 25 years in prison. The remaining defendants were jailed for between 10 to 25 years. Separately, the three-judge panel found the late Croatian president Franjo Tudjman guilty of orchestrating ethnic cleansing. It identified him as a key contributor to a plan to eradicate Muslims and create an ethnic Croat state during the Bosnian conflict. France's first gay couple has tied the knot just days after President François Hollande signed a same-sex marriage bill into law. Vincent Auton and Bruno Boileau exchanged vows on Wednesday in front of relatives and friends at Montpellier City Hall. The ceremony was officiated by Montpellier Mayor Helena Mandrou. It was broadcast live on national television. And turning now to Wednesday night's soccer action, Germany has beaten Ecuador 4-2 in a friendly match held in the United States. Germany got onto the score sheet early, scoring the first goal just 9 seconds into the game. For more news and information, please visit our website at dw.de. Charlotte Chelsenpil, Deutsche Welle News.